chat with you really quick. First off, I'm sorry, what is your name?
I went into the store to get my groceries.
Okay, what store were you referring to?
Four Seasons.
Okay, Four Seasons on Moore Park in Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. And as I was just getting ready to leave, the manager ran out the back door and saw the kid that was stealing beer from the store and went to chase him and then came back later on, like about 5 or 6 and a half hours, and told the lady that was at the counter that was doing another customer, saying that the kid grabbed a beer and ran, and he was chasing him. The manager was chasing the
other. You heard this while you were standing where?
When I was standing next to the cart with my food and stuff.
Okay, in the check line?
Out of the check line.
Okay, and then what happened?
And then I saw the other customer that just dropped something off in his car, ran and chased the kid that was running from the store.
Okay.
And he chased him up the hill, all the way up the hill.
Which hill?
From the store where the Jans, between Jans and Moore Park area there.
Okay.
And then just ran up the hill, and then they disappeared after that.
Okay, do you know what the kid was wearing? Did you actually see anybody chasing somebody?
No, this was the first time.
So did you see this happen, though?
Yeah, I seen it happen, yeah.
You saw them chasing? Who did you see chasing who?
It was another adult that was chasing the kid. I only seen one kid that was running the other direction.
Okay, what was the kid wearing?
I think he was wearing a black jacket with a stripe. He was running so fast it was kind of hard to see him.
Which way was he running now?
He was running like that direction.
If you're coming out of Four Seasons, where did you actually see him running?
He was like coming from this direction.
You know, but if you're like, let's pretend like we're walking out of Four Seasons right now. And now where's
okay,
he?
Like
no, it's face. Turn on face me.
Like right here. If you're going that way.
Okay, you get me mixed up now. If we're like coming out of Four Seasons out of the front door to go to our car, the basket. We've got 7-Eleven over there, and we got the hill over here. Now which way is he
right,
running?
Over that way.
He's running towards that hill that goes up to the residential.
Right.
Okay. Now, what was the kid's age?
He looked like he was between 18 or 19.
Uh-huh. White, got black, Hispanic.
I think he was Hispanic.
How tall?
You just start here?
Yeah,
just how's it gonna work down.
Say he was probably about, not too sure, maybe 5'6" or 5'7".
Okay. So you ever get a good look at his face?
No, I didn't take a good look at his face. I just saw him running.
Okay. And black jacket with a stripe. What color pants? Do you remember at all?
I think it was black pants.
Anything else? So did you ever hear gunshots?
No, I didn't hear any gunshots.
Wait, did you see? Do you ever see police get involved?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, do you?
All I heard is that the policeman was across the street around the corner.
How did we
and they saw the kids running.
How do you know that now?
That was the manager that was talking about it.
Okay. Did you ever see police?
No, I didn't see any police.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were just leaving and you saw a kid running and being chased by a customer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when they disappeared, did you see anything else?
I didn't see anything else after that.
Okay. You never heard any gunshots around your home? You just got home right now?
I just got home right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll let them know that.
Oh, your guys' names?
First I heard two.
What were you doing at the time, I guess I should ask?
I was sitting on the couch.
You were?
Sitting here.
And I heard it sound like pop, pop.
Two.
Right.
And then, is that a gun? I said, is that a gun? And then Diane said, no, I don't think so. And then we're still sitting here. Then we heard six or seven shots. Bang, 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 bang.
A different sound.
Maybe, yeah. We don't know, and we were just...
So you heard two pops, and then how far apart were they before?
Like seconds.
Before you heard the other pops?
Yeah, like about 5 seconds, would you say? Because we were still sitting there.
And then after we heard the other
pops, then... Did you hear anybody yelling?
No.
No.
In here, just gunshots.
Was your door open, windows open?
No. Everything was closed.
Okay, anything else you remember after you heard that? Did you guys go outside? Or?
Yeah, we went out there, but we didn't see anything. And then I went out there and...
Did you see you saw a cop running or something?
No. When I went out there, then I saw it all...
I'm sorry, I apologize.
That's right.
Good.
Where are you?
311. I talked to the lady in a... over here. That's covered. I'm in 311 right now.
I'll get 312.
Go. Okay, I'm sorry.
So then I saw... I think a policeman was like running up the drive, but not... kind of jogging. That's it. And then I came back in here.
Okay, so that was after you heard the pops.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go out and see anybody?
No.
Somebody had been shot or anything?
No.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Alright. Okay, so you got 909?
Third floor is done. Somewhere in the hall, but it's been covered. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Andy.
Hi, thank you, W.
Is
Robo.
Anybody else home?
It's just myself.
Okay.
Just myself.
Everyone's just here. Okay. I hear some screaming.
If I can first, ma'am, I'm sorry. If I can just get your name in that so I can write that down.
I saw there were kids coming from the swimming lesson.
Uh-huh.
The parents parked there, so I said, I wonder what happened. The next thing I see this same tall guy without shirt, the arm covered of blood from here to there.
Okay, just give me 1 second. So you come out here, where do you see?
He comes from there.
From where?
From the back. And he got right here. By the time he was here, he had policemen coming from that way
so
where they are.
What did he look like?
He looks like very skinny. Maybe 22 years old, dark hair.
White, black, Hispanic?
No, he looks No, not fair.
Why?
No, why, but fair. It could have been Spanish, but I don't think so.
Okay, so you was running.
Give me the impression. And then...
Where did you see blood?
Huh?
Where did you see blood?
His arm was covered, I think. One of the two, I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe the right one. Full of blood. Red. And so he was running that way. By the time he got there to climb that mountain, that wall there, there were two officers coming. And they said to the guy, come on, James, man.
He said, what now?
James, come on, James, mom, man, you know, come on, man, James, don't do it. Please don't do it. We're going to have to shoot you. And by the time he said that, the guy came, he went down the wall, and all I can see is that skinny guy with his pants almost falling from his butt. And he ran that way. By the time he was running in that area there where the car is parked to go that way, I had about five officers, and they started shooting about from there to there. And he kept going all the way where the position that he was completely shot.
Okay, so down. When the officers were shooting, where were they at?
The officers started shooting almost by the time that he came down from that wall.
Uh-huh.
And right after, they started chasing him and shooting.
Okay.
But I don't know if they got him then. Obviously, he didn't. But they were shooting, or there were about three or four officers shooting.
How many shots did you hear?
Probably about four or five this way. Maybe they were, I'm not going to say.
Yeah, right here you heard how many?
Maybe two or three, and then they came up. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Everything happened so fast.
Yeah.
Now, they almost could grab him in here when they said, James,
yeah,
stop there, man. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
And they almost were. Why didn't they get him? I don't know.
Yeah.
But they could have avoided killing him.
Yeah, so he ran around
I think
the corner?
That, yeah, and they start shooting like crazy. The police were okay. Crazy.
So when they ran around the corner.
I don't want to put the police down, but I don't think it was necessary.
When you ran around the corner, did you hear, did you see anything?
Oh, I went out immediately to my front door, opened it up, look, and by the time I looked, they kept shooting. I don't know how many, but there were five, few.
Okay.
Maybe 10 shots altogether from here to there. And then by the time they did that, I see the guy down.
Okay, so when you walked outside, out here, did you see the kid again?
No, he was already gone, like where he is up.
Okay.
Almost up where he is dead now.
So you didn't see him get shot? He was, what time you
no,
heard?
No, because he got shot there where he
okay,
fell.
Okay, so when you went out there.
Maybe he was hurt, I don't know.
Okay,
but
I see.
That's where he fell.
So you heard?
But I saw him right about here in the corner, and okay, the police, there were about four officers with the guns and shooting until they finally did the final shot over there.
Okay, so you heard him, the final shots over there, then you went outside.
I went,
and he was already down?
Yeah, and I thought maybe, I said a prayer, maybe he was only hurt. And the police then came there after, it took about 5 minutes or more to bring the ambulance. And then he was already dead.
When they ran out of the corner, did you hear more yelling?
Yeah, they were yelling all the time, the officers.
Okay, what
you know how it is, the adrenaline and everything.
Yeah,
I just couldn't believe it. The first thing in my life I've seen anything like that.
Yeah, do you know what they're yelling when they round to the corner?
No. You just, hey, you know, you just can't really hear words. They were all going fast, running after him.
Yeah.
It's a chase. You see, they're chasing him because
he
didn't mind. He should have gone like this, but maybe he was crazy, the poor kid.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did to me, but he's a murderer. I don't know.
Yeah. Did he say anything to them, to the officer?
No. Completely silent, that guy.
Okay.
Completely silent. And he just went around, and, you know, like he grabbed, hardly could even come down. I don't know how the policemen couldn't pick him up because right there, they were so close. They were right next to him practically. And he went down. They told him, I said, James, so they know him because they call him his name. James, don't do this, please. Come on, man. These are the words I used that they did, that I heard. And then he kept going running, and the last thing I see of the guy, this poor guy, I felt sorry for him. He was so skinny. His pants were almost showing his butt, falling from him. And he's a human being. Who knows what he did? But I felt that they could have caught him rather than kill him.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not saying that I am really accusing the policemen. It's just that there were so many of them and so many guns for one kid.
Yeah.
You know, that I don't understand that. But maybe that's the the rules. That's how the officer has to. He was an arm.
Yeah. How you doing? Someone just said to chat with you. You know what, to talk to James today? Or?
I was actually the last person to talk to him before he went across the street.
Okay. Where, what happened?
He's sitting over at the little park over here on the corner over here on the apartments, right? A couple friends.
Which park?
Okay, see these apartments right here?
Uh-huh.
You make a right and you come down that little street that goes in between them.
Okay.
You go down this little kitty park right there.
Okay.
I was sitting in there with a couple friends of mine, and you know, we're sitting there smoking cigarettes and shit, and then cops come by, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Was James one of them?
No, James was not there. I had not seen James that day. Okay, and I took off, right, because just thinking, you know, in general, mind, you know, I've been around cops. I took off. I ran all the way up here into this little, like, square up in here, and I'm running around the corner, and I just look over, and there's James sitting there, leaning down on the ground, just like this.
Where,
In this building right over here, man.
So he's on the sidewalk, or
he was in the grass on the next to the building.
So he's just kicking back.
Just kicking back, you know.
Didn't look like he was being chased.
He was tripping. He was, you know, he was tripping. I could tell right away.
He was tripping. What do you mean by that?
He was looked like something was going wrong.
Okay,
and I'm like, hey, James, you know, you running too? You know, joking around. And
oh, so you talked to him?
I talked to him right before he ran across the street.
How far away did you talk? Were you from him when you talked? You said that to him?
5 feet from him.
Oh, so you were close.
I was like right next to him.
Did you see any blood on him at that time?
No, I didn't see blood on him. When he got up, I saw him wipe something from his arms, and I saw red, like, cloth or, like, gloves in his hand. And then I'm like, James, where are you going? And he's all nothing, and he goes, and he just goes like this, and he keeps on walking. He goes around the corner. I go after him.
He actually did that?
He actually did that, and I went and chased him down around the corner.
What did that mean?
He's crazy, going crazy, I guess. Like, where are you going? And he's just like this. And I go after him, and he turns the corner.
Which is the corner we're at?
He comes out right here.
Okay.
This is where I came out.
Okay.
And I walk out. I see a cop over there. And I keep walking that way, still thinking that they're, like, coming after me.
Uh-huh.
And I keep walking. And I turn around. I'm, like, right in the middle over there. I turn around, and I just see cops chasing them across the street.
Okay.
And then just 20 seconds later.
So when they start chasing him across the street, which way did he come into here?
I think he came in right here. I think he exited and he just ran across the street.
Yeah, what did you do?
I kept walking.
So you left here. You didn't go up and see what happened?
No, I wasn't going to get involved.
Did you know that they were chasing him?
At that present moment, I knew they were chasing him. I knew something was up when he started walking away and he wiped his arms and shit. And then
did you see blood when he wiped his arms?
I saw a red cloth and I just saw him wipe his arms.
Is it possible the cloth was red because of blood?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And
so it wasn't a red cloth, it was red?
It was because of
blood. Because of blood.
Yeah, it was drenched. Well, I saw the cops. I saw so many cops, like, down there by the park. That's where I originally started running.
Yeah.
And then I saw that one there, and then I saw one come around the corner. And that's when I told one cop over there, hey, man, I just saw a bunch of your buddies, you know, just start running across the street. And, you know, I just thought they were chasing James down there and arrest him, you know, whatever. I didn't know that it didn't click in my head at the time that, what was going on, or if he had a weapon on him or anything. And I didn't see any weapons or anything like that. I just saw cloth, blood, and and I just saw him chasing across the street, and then I heard gunshots.
So you did hear gunshots?
Yeah.
How many did you hear?
I couldn't count. Maybe 4 or 5.
Did you, the only conversation was when you said, hey, you okay, whatever, you did that? He never actually talked to you at all?
He said, what's up, you know, and I'm like, well, what are you doing, you know? And he's like, he got up, he's all nothing, and he goes like that. I'm like, where are you going, James, where are you going? I kept saying, James, stop.
And the reason you're doing that is because you saw him bleed.
I saw him bleeding, and he was just walking away. You know, I was like, I was in a trip of state, you know, I saw a friend right there, and I'm like, James, stop. He kept going. I followed him about 5-10 seconds later, because I walked up to a gate and see if I could get out that way, and I couldn't, so I went and followed him. I came out, started walking, and just saw the cops chasing across the street.
He was running?
Yeah.
Did he have a shirt on?
When I saw him, yeah. I don't remember what color.
How close are you with him?
I've known James for years, man.
Yeah. When was the last time you talked to him?
Talked to him...
Prior to today?
Yesterday.
What kind of conversation? What was his mindset? Was he depressed? Was he... Because he just got out of jail recently, right?
I know that, yeah.
I just learned that, so... How has he been since he's been out?
You know, I've been out a drug addict, but he's fucking look right in the head, man.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. You know, from my point, you know, but that was James. We always, you know, we didn't care, you know. He's our friend, man. We've known him for years.
Of course.
And that was, that was it. You know, he was all right. We talked to him, you know, to have a conversation with him. But I can tell from being on drug addicts all my life, dude. He wasn't all right up there.
Yeah. Did he seem depressed?
He was looking for a job, actually, man.
Yeah.
He was looking for a job. He's, you know, he's doing his usual thing. Like, and he just wasn't all right up there, man. And
no conversations about medication or
no, nothing about that.
Talk about any type of suicidal tendencies?
Drug. You know, I asked him, you know, a couple times. You know, he's still doing, you know, dope and all that shit. And I never really got a clear answer. And freaking, you know, but it's, you know, I could tell. I just know the person, you know.
Yeah. He did not seem all there.
No, he didn't.
This was yesterday.
Yeah, this was yesterday.
What time yesterday?
Yesterday at the Jan's Mall. Right there, man.
You know about what time at all?
After school. I mean, actually, I can't tell you what
2
time.
2 o'clock, 2:33.
Between 2 and 2 and 4.
2 and 4?
Yeah.
Do you